It's Friday and welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me. So the other day we were looking at doing the right things and how they can bring actual pressure with them. And today we're looking at moving into this element of stagnancy and blocks. And one of the things that can really cause stagnancy and blocks is where we're feeling, again, it's a pressure thing, where we're feeling like certain things should happen at a certain time frame in a certain way and fit in with our plan that we make. Sometimes we have a fear of life and we don't feel that life supports us. We may have grown up in an environment that wasn't very secure, like made us feel emotionally secure and made us feel like we could really trust those around us to be supported. Perhaps you've grown up in a family or a life where you don't feel that you're supported enough. And those elements can definitely impact us in the form of bringing us into a fearful space. And when we try to control things like outcomes and timelines and all of that, it's generally derived from a place of fear. So this is another piece, and we'll be doing this all month, about having like compassion for yourself, of not giving out to yourself if you do try to control things. It doesn't mean you're a controlling person. It just means you try to control things for yourself. And actually, similar to Tuesday's teaching about doing all the right things, that can be tapping into this element of control as well, where we're like, I'm going to do all of these things because I'm going to control how this is going to go. And there are certain things in our life that we can have an element of control, which is how we feel about things, how we think about things, what our mindset is like, how we look after ourselves, how we allow ourselves to be or not allow ourselves to be. These are definitely things we're in control of. We're in control of the action steps that we take, whether they're going to be positive and, you know, conducive to our own personal growth, or whether they're going to be less conducive and they're going to bring us into a place of sabotage, or they're going to bring us just in the complete opposite direction of where we want to go. There's always choice. And even the mind has choice. The mind has 40% choice, separate to past experiences, the subconscious mind taking over, the conscious thoughts that we have. 40%, scientifically proven, of the mind has choice every single day for how it thinks, how it responds, and how it, I suppose, impacts our mindset. So that's all around choice and control. Then there are parts of our life that we don't have control over. We may want to go towards a certain job and we don't get that job, but we feel like, well, if I don't get that job, it's the end of it. And it's absolutely not. There's a part of where life wants to bring things to us where our higher self, our soul, knows the direction that's going to be the best for us. Obviously, even our higher self is not in control of us, because we have choice to make those good decisions or make those bad decisions that we do make. So our soul might know that this particular job and this particular company is the best thing for us. And we're like, no, I don't want that. I don't want to work there. And I'm just not going to take the steps to get there. It's understandable. So what we're doing is we're working in co-creation with our higher self, or the life force energy, or the universe, whatever you want to call it, or God, you know, it's a higher energy. We have lots of different names for it based on our different beliefs, but it's all about just a higher energy, whatever you call it. And when we talk about working in co-creation with that space and that energy, we look at, I can't really control how everything's going to work out, because sometimes I don't energetically really know if something's going to be for my best good or not. Sometimes you've probably had those moments where you may have wished for something to happen and it didn't happen, and then something better shows up and you're like, God, thank God that other thing didn't happen. Sometimes the universe or our higher self protects us from things where we might be going towards something and we don't get it and we don't see the reason why in that moment. And then maybe something comes up, like we get sick or something happens in our family, and it's like, oh God, thank God that didn't happen, because I wouldn't have been able to give it all my time or all of my attention. So when we start to move in co-creation with the universe to say, what I can control are how well I look after myself, how well I allow myself to receive, how well I allow myself to support myself and to nurture myself, to replenish my energy continually, and who I choose to have in my life to a certain extent, what thoughts I'm choosing to have to a certain extent, of course, because again, it's only 40% choice. There are a lot of subconscious thoughts that we don't choose necessarily that are going on. So we bring all of that in, and then we say, when I'm doing those good things and I'm going to take steps towards the vision, which we spoke very clearly about on Sunday night, and in a previous teaching I spoke about this, holding our vision, And then we say, okay, and now I'm going to allow my higher self or this higher energy to help bring me to the place that I need to go, to trust that what is happening to me and for me is the right thing. And then we'll have the question of, well, why do bad things happen then? If we can move into a state of flow, why do difficult things come up? Why do stressful things come up? One, life is just difficult at times. Like, there's no rhyme or reason to it. It just is. Part of it is that we have, I mean, you could get really deep into it, but on a soul level, we may be just going through something that our soul is choosing to experience, to learn something from, that we as a person wouldn't be consciously choosing, like illness or trauma or pain or any bad, very bad, like abusive situations. Like, people don't choose these things. So sometimes when there's this soul energy at play, like, it's very hard to comprehend how we as a human being would choose these things. We don't choose them. And then we have that piece as well of, like, when we're in a space where loads of stresses start coming up into our life, or like this, you're feeling really stagnant and all areas of your life feel blocked. There are certain situations that we are maybe being shown something about ourselves, that we need to look after ourselves more, believe in ourselves more. There's definitely, I feel, in those situations, a lesson behind something, difficulties, even good things, they're always trying to show us something. So I think it's a measure of balance, of, like, I know that there's going to be good, I know that there's going to be bad in my life, I know there's going to be highs, and I know there's going to be lows. That is the ebb and flow of life. But that if I can really truly mind myself correctly and do the best things for myself without the pressure, like we spoke about in Wednesday's teaching, then I can start to co-create and move with life. And then that moves gently. Like, feel the energy when I'm talking about that. That's gentle flow. That feels good. That we get rid of, like, how is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? We spend so much time pre-planning our lives. You know, I do it myself. That it's trying to find that balance of, like, of course you have to plan certain things out. You can't say, like, I hope to take a holiday this year, but I'm not going to book one. I'm not going to think about when I can go away. I'm not going to save the money for it. I'm not going to get on the plane. Like, I mean, you have to be realistic here. So these are the action steps. But it's kind of like, I'd like to go away, and I really hope to bring that in. So I'm going to, like, look at a holiday, or I'm going to start putting money away, or I'm going to put a deposit on something. And I'll be guided then along the way of the rest of the stuff I have to figure out. That's a real trivial example, but I'm just using it as kind of just something to show you. So it's the same thing with the job, for example. I'm going to provide the space in my life that can open up the energy for something good to come in, whether it's with relationship, whether it's with finance, whether it's with a job, whether it's with a baby, whether it's with a project you're starting, a home, whatever it is. I'm going to create the space. So the space is the preparatory element. I'm going to look after myself first. I'm going to make sure I'm minded to my optimum level. And then I'm going to open up the space of taking action towards where I want to go, my dream, my aspiration, or my goal. And then I'm going to sit back, and not sit back in stagnation or sit back in passing everything to something else to do. But I'm going to sit back then and say, now I'm going to work with you so that I can have the next steps all start to appear when they're ready to appear. I'm going to start to move into a space that I can create what I wish to create in tandem and in partnership with the life force energy of the universe that has a higher awareness and a higher knowing of what my soul needs and what I need. And I think by doing that and doing the best that you can with all of that, that if things don't start to move into your life, perhaps they're not for you, perhaps they're not meant for you. These are things we find difficult to deal with as well, because, again, we're not in control of what's meant for us. Or that's expression, like, if it's for you, won't pass you by. I get annoyed sometimes people say that to me, because I'm like, no, because I really want it, so stop saying that to me. But it's true. And that's the piece of letting life show up a little bit, because sometimes life wants to bring you really, really, really good stuff, like really good stuff. Stuff that you can't even imagine, stuff that's not on your radar, stuff you're not thinking about, and it can't get in because you're planning everything, you're trying to control everything, you're trying to deal with everything, you're coming from a place of fear and a place of lack, and you're not listening to what you need. So they are the steps for really looking at how you can unmove a block, really. Like, that's what I started off talking about today. How can I remove this block? How can I come into a space where I'm not feeling stagnated all the time? How do I go into flow? This is how we move to flow. But again, I'm going to come back down to this key element, how you're treating yourself, how you're speaking to yourself, how you're being kind or unkind to yourself. This is the fundamental piece. Like, nothing can move in life without that being sorted. So if you're telling yourself that in 3 months' time, when work calms down, you look after yourself, or when the kids go to school or when they go to college, you know, I'll do this or do that. It's funny, in readings, like, I'm reading such a long time over the last, like, 14 years almost, I would have, literally, women have told me, oh, you know, when the kids go to primary school, I'm going to do that. And then we'll have gone through secondary school and we'll have gone through college, because I'm reading for them for so long. I'll do that when this happens. And it's like, no, you've got to do it now. There's not really a choice around this, because it'll always be someday in the future, someday far out there. It needs to be now that you look after yourself, because if you want the change of job, or you want some stresses to relax, it's not all, you know, there's other stresses that are always going to be there. It starts with you now, not in 6 months' time, not in 2 years' time. So just some food for thought for you for today and the weekend. I hope you have a lovely weekend, and I look forward to chatting to you next week.